This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff. Just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Wise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And yes, ma'am.
It's us.
Yes.
Back with you.
That's right. It is the Wise Guys. I am Madman. He is 9.
That's us together.
We are the Wise Guys.
Good to be back after we had a couple days off last week, and then we worked yesterday, and we're back again today.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice.
I love the end of the year because it's that stretch where you work 3 or 4 weeks and you're off for a couple days. You work 3 or 4 weeks and you're off for a couple days and you're us and you're off for 2 weeks.
Almost three.
About 18 days usually at the end of the year.
Yeah, but who's gloating?
There's the holidays in there. Which is like, look, I have always loved the Christmas break that kids get, and I want it in my adult life, so we take most of it every year.
Yeah, and that's the only reason. That's the only reason I take it off is because 9 wants that.
I love that.
That childhood dream.
You enjoy it too, though, right?
Oh, God, yes.
It's the best.
I love it. But I was thinking recently, why isn't it, with the slamming of all the Christmas stuff together, you know, like when I was a kid and really up until, I guess I became a dad,
mm-hmm.
was it that Christmas was just smashed into like a 12-hour period, meaning it was like Christmas Eve, a little bit. And then a lot on Christmas Day.
I just turned my mic on to cough. I'm a dumbass.
Hey, it's fine. but then, you know, like, really, I think the Jewish people really have it figured out. They spread it out. You don't open it all at once in this melee of presents and gift wrapping paper. One. I think they do it for 8.
Yeah, now my mom never wanted to get a Christmas tree or anything until the day after my birthday, which was the 10th of December. Still is.
Now, that's nice of her, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Jesus takes away some of your thunder.
She didn't really like Christmas anyway. She never celebrated it besides getting me presents and stuff. She'd always sleep all day, and I'd go off to eat with my grandparents or at my aunt's house or something. And my mom didn't ever go. You know, she wasn't for her.
Oh, my God.
But I'd go celebrate with them, and, she'd get a tree for me and stuff. But she never wanted to do it until the day after my birthday. So, but at that point, when you know that you're waiting on your birthday, and then Christmas, you're waiting on that, too, because the season is already there because you've been to stores or the mall or something, and you've seen Christmas stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
And you hear the music when you go out, so you know that it's that time. And the shows start airing like Thanksgiving weekend. Like after that weekend, there's always some Christmas specials on.
Oh, of course.
So when you're a kid, you're already in that mood. Or at least I was in the 90s. And then then I had like 2.5 weeks of Christmas roughly then because it started the day after my birthday.
Yeah. That's right. You're a 10th of December, baby.
Yeah. And
that's
then, right. Man, that one year, about as mad as I ever saw my mama was that time when I opened all my presents to see what was in them and then tried to tape them back shut.
She could tell.
Oh, yeah. I was never good at arts and crafts. Still ain't.
Not even handwriting, really.
Well, people who have worse handwriting are the smartest.
Is that right?
Absolutely true, yeah.
You're just basing that off doctors.
No, I was reading it yesterday.
Shit fire, man. I've always been, first off, I've been told one or two things. Let me turn my headphones up. I don't know why I need to hear my
headphones turn
louder,
them up.
But it just sounds better. When I was told either by teachers or, you know, nice people, you have great handwriting. Others, you know, my friends and other ball busters would say, you write like a girl. But I was like, it's legible AF, and I never want anyone to mix words.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I believe you.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
That sucks. I'm going to start writing all crappily now.
Studies have suggested that gifted people often have terrible handwriting because their brains are working faster than their hands from mental floss.
Well, no, that part I can... when I'm writing down things, writing with my hand, it's usually well thought out stuff. Like I'm writing a note to someone or, you know, signing a card or something. I will put more emphasis into that because I will write it out like when my mom thought LOL meant lots of love and someone died and she wrote that on a Facebook comment. So I want people to legibly be able to read it. But then if I'm like my grocery list now, I speak it into my phone.
Oh, yeah.
I don't say it.
Well, that's fun.
I mean, I don't write it.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You get there. You get to the. I'll tell you something. Last time I wrote out my grocery list, I walked around Ingles for about 3 hours trying to figure out what Bononos were.
Yeah, I know, man. I usually just note it in the phone if I have a list, but usually I'm getting the same stuff. And if I forget something, ain't that big a deal. I can go back tomorrow.
I had to fall away from the microphone. I was about to laugh that out.
Yeah.
Bononos. Yeah. I don't get. But then again, you know, like the grocery list, like you rarely will see the person walking around with a list now. It's usually just their phone. They're looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's an older person looking at it, it's because they're on speakerphone talking.
Yeah. Well, hell, now you have people who have a smart fridge and you tell the damn refrigerator to order more of this or that.
That's too much.
I'm not the Jetsons, man. I don't really want to be the Jetsons. I can go get my own damn food.
Plus, that keeps
I don't want to be that reliant on these things. I mean, I want to know be able to walk in a store and know where it is to go get it.
That and also, like, my...
Plus, I need the exercise.
My eating habits change. Like, I might not eat hamburger meat every week.
Yeah, but that's one of those sci-fi dystopian things that we're going towards is where people eat the same, like, astronaut food every day. And it's just what you eat. This is my meal every day. I mean, you see it now, the way meal prep has become so much more popular than it used to be.
Yeah.
Because you can keep food longer and stuff now. But yeah, people just make, this is my meal prep. I'm like, God, then you don't eat the same thing for lunch every day this week. That's kind of depressing to me.
Well, I don't know what this has to do with what we're talking about, but it just popped into my head.
Yeah.
My mom asked me a question the other night. Many of you know her as Mary. Hey, baby. And she has kind of hinted around that she wants an air fryer.
Yeah.
And I have one. I love it.
I love the damn thing.
But she started asking me questions about it.
Like, oh, you don't like that.
Like, Matthew, is it better than deep fried? Yes, Mama. Well, how does it do it?
With air.
I was like, with air. But how does it fry it without any oil or grease or anything? And you know what?
Like, it's got fat in it.
I looked it up and tried to explain it to her, but I just wanted to say, Mom, just accept it. It's there.
Yeah,
just
it's there.
Don't even worry about it.
It's there and it works, but she's curious and wants to know. It's a sign of intelligence there.
Also, it's probably like our grandparents, maybe probably grandparents, were like, I don't know about these microwaves now. I don't want to get the cancer.
Yeah.
Radiation, you know? Yeah. All the stuff they had just been through.
Well, think about what turns out best in an air fryer. Like, bacon is never better than an air fryer.
French fries.
Yeah, and those things all already have fat or oil on them, in them.
Why don't...
Either natural or otherwise, the French fries included.
And it cooks it so fast.
Mm-hmm.
It totally reminds me of Back to the Future, too. But why don't fast food restaurants use the air fryer? Because it makes the fries especially way crispier and nicer.
Some of them use them for a lot of things, but they're still going to deep fry their fries just because it's... I mean, you can tell the difference. And if you change something like that, then people will bitch.
Revolt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coca-Cola Classic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then she starts asking me about, okay, now this is something where even I have
lay it on me.
Well, after the podcast.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to explain because she asked me about a commercial that it. This is what I was visiting with her over there. I can't explain cryptos to her because I don't fully, honest to God. I invest in them, and I play around with it. I had it open a moment ago looking at it.
Yeah.
But when she asked me to fully explain that to her, like, I could explain it to you or someone.
Yeah, I mean, we can understand it a lot easier than older people.
But then when this is the same woman who still can't fathom how she can look into that little box and see someone look back at her and communicate.
Yes.
And it's her little Echo Dot note or whatever the hell it's called.
Yes.
The thing.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know what it is. I bought it for her for Christmas last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Alexa, but you can FaceTime on it.
The Alexa you can face. Oh, yeah, the one. I don't know what it's called, man. That's one of those. Another one of those things where I've drawn a line. I don't have no desire for a smart speaker. I have hands that work.
One of hers, well, yeah, I'm not going to make
that. I can pick up a damn remote control or something.
It's good for her.
Yeah.
I have it for, like I said, I make my grocery list with it. But it's so, and then so she said, no, what really blew my mind is she didn't say what are NFT. She said, what are the non-fungible tokens?
Dude, I don't ask me.
And I was like,
I can try to explain it, but I can't. I can also try to understand it, too. I can't do neither one.
I was like, well, first off, it's scammy.
It makes no sense.
It makes no, but that's not even me trying to be like, oh, I just don't get it. Because there's plenty of things I'll tell you I just don't get and don't care to.
Yeah.
Get. But that, it just absolutely makes zero sense.
Yeah.
But then you'll have a 9-year-old that can explain it and it makes sense.
Well, no, even the explanations that do make sense, it still does not make sense. Like, all right, once I've read like proper explanations of it from people who are into it and they tell you how it works, well, then I'm like, why in the hell would anybody want to do that? That's stupid.
Right.
That's where I go to every time, like, in my brain.
Nike just filed a patent to be able to do, and you think I'm like BSing you here, mm-hmm. but digital athletic wear and shoes.
Yeah, I've seen that stuff where you'll be able to wear it in your photos on your social medias.
Like, you don't have to own the real thing, but you can make it look like you do. What
yes.
the hell?
It's the dumbest thing in the world. I don't get it. It's...
Now, sometimes I'll go on Amazon and I'll look at stuff and want to see what it looks like in my room.
Yeah.
But I don't screen shoot and pretend I had it.
Yeah, that's true. You're not,
that's a good idea, though.
You're not putting it on you're not putting it on your Instagram like it's yours.
Right. Like, so this whole, like, you said the word dystopian. Holy moly, man.
Yeah, that's... we're going to that silver jumpsuit stuff, man. Except now we're going to wear a silver jumpsuit everywhere and then look at my Jordans that I don't actually own.
That I've never shot basketball
in. I need my retro Jordan 1 because everybody between the ages of birth and 60 has a pair.
Well, you know what? I was thinking about
except
that. I agree with you with that, and I do own a pair of Jordan 1s, but it's just because it makes me feel good because I wanted them when I couldn't have them, and now I can have them. Whatever.
Yeah.
It fills some kind of void.
Where it gets me is there's people who were born after Jordan retired, and they still got to have Jordan 1s.
Well, I liken it to like Vans. Like,
yeah.
How many of these sons of bitches even know what an Ollie is?
Yeah.
You know, because they started out skateboard shoes. And then also,
how many of these dudes wearing Doc Martens ever been to a punk rock show?
I've been to several.
Well, so have I, but a lot of them haven't. I wasn't talking about you.
No, no, but like Thrasher, you'll see like, you know, kids wearing like Thrasher hoodies and stuff. Like, do you know what that's associated with? It's skateboarding.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's like, that's a whole nother tangent.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the whole like TikTok, the TikTok lifestyle.
Yeah, man.
Let me tell you.
I don't do TikTok.
I won't.
I have never signed up.
I don't care.
I don't have a burner, nothing.
If Zuckerberg and Bezos and everybody else says, you know what, to hell with all this social media, we're going to put it behind us, it's all evil. The only thing out there is TikTok.
Yeah.
You've lost me. We lose contact as people.
Yeah, if you want me on TikTok, I'm going to have to make some money off of this adventure or for my time for doing it.
Yeah. Cause,
and some of them are really funny, but I see them all everywhere else.
You don't have to get on TikTok because the good stuff makes its way to wherever you are, it makes its way there.
Yeah, people will text it to you. You will get it in messages. You will see it on Snapchat. You'll see it on Instagram. You'll see it on Twitter. You'll see it on Facebook. You'll see it on all of them.
See, the only innovation.
I see them all the time on Grindr.
Ew. The only, I mean, not ooh, but like, yeah.
I'm on Fat Boy's account.
Oh, okay. Ooh, then. But yeah, the big innovation with TikTok is they move their watermark around so you can't crop it out.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
Yeah, and there's some great content, some great features to it for making videos. But man, it's a, like, you know, I don't want to do any of that stuff, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Well, it's.
It isn't going to serve much for purpose for me or what I do here.
No. Yeah.
And if I get a million views from a bunch of people in other countries and all over the world, well, it ain't going to do anything as far as driving up the numbers on the actual show I do.
Yeah.
Just because people watch you on TikTok doesn't mean they're going to go listen to your podcast. Very few of them actually would. We've been doing this long enough to see how that translates. Because you make a post or something that goes viral, you don't see results from that in your podcast downloads or your listenership.
A very good example is that several weeks ago, I think now, somebody told me that there was this big rumor going on in pop music that Adele was going to release an unannounced album.
Yeah.
And like she has like crazy fans.
Mm-hmm.
So I tweeted, new Adele coming this week. And another DJ in Canada, I think, had done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, it's like, I think maybe my all-time biggest tweet. It had nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Had all these retweets, all these comments or whatever. I got maybe like 3 or 4 follows off of it.
Yeah.
Which that's not the intent. I did it for just whatever.
I'm messing around on Twitter.
All that doesn't net you anything.
Yeah, you don't really get anything out of it.
Just like you're just sitting there like you're getting a BJ from social media.
It's like an NFT kind of. It don't mean nothing.
It doesn't.
It has no value. It isn't worth anything, but you want it for some reason. Or if you get it, it's nice.
Like I really, with that, I'm not trying to have like, oh, it's the younger kids thing, but I think at the end of the day, the generation that really bases a lot off NFT, I'm not talking cryptos, but NFT, they're going to be, that's where the depression happens.
Yeah.
They're going to lose everything when they realize, I can screen shoot that too.
I don't know. The depression's coming, I think, because all these 0% APR loans on every kind of product you can imagine.
Really?
Yeah, everybody's getting credit.
What are you thinking about a motorcycle?
I mean, everybody's getting credit right now for every damn thing. It's going to be bad.
Really?
Same cycle, man. Same cycle. Yeah, they're financing the hell out of anything to anybody at this
point.
So
we're going through like the
80s? I bought a house, damn.
Oh, no, you have.
I know, I'm just joking.
So we're going through that Reagan economic period right now?
Kind of how it was that led into like the 08, 09 issues or any other time there's been issues. There's way too much credit being issued right now. Not strictly for houses, but for like 0% APR loans over 2 years on Xbox or a PlayStation or something, or an Oculus Rift. Well, I mean, now you look online now, you see these ads where you can finance damn cologne. You can finance a bottle of, not even expensive, a bottle of off-brand cologne for like $3 a month for 3 months.
Yeah.
You can finance a $12 bottle of cologne. You can finance a bottle of cologne that costs less than $10.
I've heard rumors of $19 beard oil.
I think you can do like the firm or one of them on buying the thing, the, what's it, the cameos. The video messages from celebrities. I think you can finance those. You can pay installments and get one.
God.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's ridiculous right now. It's going to end in a damn mess. Belt and buckle.
Now, what was... Go back on that previous to the take a break. Let me figure out what
okay.
you said.
Okay, here we go.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wasn't enough time. I can't figure out what you said.
Okay.
Something about things that people were fine. Oh, man, that's such a great realization that I just had. Yeah, because I know somebody, and you don't know who I am talking about if you catch wind of this, because it might not be you. I know somebody has a decent paying job that within the last year bought a brand new, let's call it an SUV,
mm-hmm.
a motorhome,
yeah.
and like a really like jacked up golf cart.
Okay, yeah. Those are big expenditures. You got to pay monthly on those usually.
Well, then that's just, okay. Yeah. Wow, man.
Yeah.
I don't want anything new.
I mean, I was looking to buy an Xbox, and when I went to buy one, it was they offered me that. You know, like, sure, I'll do that. I'm gonna pay for it, but a lot of people ain't.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, so that'll help your credit.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, that's the thing is like, you know,
I could have put it on a credit card, but no, I just do this instead.
You know, like
I pay this $20 a month.
I've owned now, over the course of my life, 4 homes, mm-hmm. and I've bought and sold and paid them off,
yeah.
and they go off my credit.
Yeah.
So it's like I did that, and like, holy crap, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Bought it, sold it, profited off each one,
mm-hmm.
except one, and it does not help my credit.
No, paying something off does not help your credit.
Wow,
when my car went off my credit, it was not good. It was bad for my credit. They want you to always have that because your credit score is all how you manage debt, nothing else.
Yeah.
So you have to have debt and be managing it to have good credit.
Like that's the way. So what if you ever be able to go to the grocery store and break it up? Well, yeah, I guess you use a credit card.
Yeah.
Anything is like that now then if you use a credit card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to see it laid out like that, 4 monthly payments of $3.33. But you think back to like QVC and HSN, that's the way they'd always do theirs.
Yeah, man, it'd be little cheap stuff. And now it's even worse than them.
That ball card show at like 2 in the morning. Oh,
I used to love watching that.
The coin show.
Yeah.
They'd say, you can get this for 12 monthly payments of only $149.99.
I miss those days of watching just whatever was on TV because it was there. Like the baseball card show or the coin show or anything, like any of the shopping shows.
Well, those because they were live and they took live callers and like it seemed like they were all on coke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The callers too. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, it was
fun. We prank called one of them, but I forget which one.
Yeah. So I guess we're out on both TikTok and NFTs, right? We don't care if people call us old fogies. We ain't interested.
Yeah. And I consider that a slur. How dare you?
I'm an old fogerty myself.
I was going to say mature fogey.
I'll tell you another one for me if you want. I also said smart speakers for me, but it goes further than that.
Well, that's with the smart speaker.
I don't have any interest myself.
Is that not more about the surveillance, perhaps?
No, it's just I don't really need it. It serves no purpose for me, really.
You don't like just saying, hey, play this, and it just...
I had time to click twice.
But you just played it off your phone.
Yeah, I am.
But the speaker's not as good as a nice smart speaker.
Well, no, I play it on my Bluetooth phone to my tower speakers.
Oh, okay.
So I have those big, nice tower speakers.
Okay. But you can't talk to them.
Dual 8-inch subwoofers. They sound great.
Hey, tower speaker, add broccoli to my grocery list.
Yeah, I just know to buy broccoli when I go to Sam's Club, man.
Yeah. It is odd, though, when you I noticed it the other morning. I wasn't tiptoeing through the house. I live alone, but I was walking through the house.
You were doing that through the tulips.
And I saw, I saw the Alexa, like it was almost like taking breaths, and it was like listening to my footsteps.
Yeah.
You know? But I wonder, does that work? I'm not going to say it now because I don't want it to happen.
Don't do it to people.
But if you said, like, let's say you had a home invasion.
Mm-hmm.
Could you say, hey.
Smart speaker.
Call number. Would that do that?
Well, that's always the joke is that, you know, you'd have your, that somebody breaks in your house and then you'd have some code word you say to smart speaker and it would start playing like some heavy metal song and the lights would dim or the lights would turn bright red and start flashing or something. I got those smart light bulbs that change colors. I got an app for that on my phone too.
you do that on your phone but you don't feel the comfort of just saying it.
No, I just do this. This is easier for me.
Yeah.
My lights are offline right now.
Oh my God.
I'm not home.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's smart. Save some power.
Yeah, I'm not home, so they'll connect to my phone when I get there.
See, that's where you have to, like, sit back and say, God bless, man. Technology is, like, crazy.
Yeah, it is, man. It's
like,
nutty.
It's so crazy.
But the other one that I was going to mention that I don't have
any interest in. Oh, I got one, too, yes.
You might be about to say the same one I am. You go ahead with yours first.
I know. You go first.
Okay.
Because I doubt, very seriously, because I have no effing clue what this
is. Okay, good. Well, you'll know what this is, and you'll probably know why I don't want one. I have no interest in a smartwatch either, because I can look at my phone if I want to.
You know what? I totally agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't need to look. I don't need to lift my wrist to look at a notification when I can just lift my hand and do the same thing.
I don't need to be any more connected than I already am.
And furthermore, I wear a watch every day. It's a nice watch. I like my watch. But when I need to see what time it is, I look at my phone.
Yeah.
I'd never look at the actual watch itself, very rarely.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who the smartwatch demographic really is, because most people usually have their phone somewhat accessible. I mean, there's certain people that doing certain jobs where you get in places where it'd be easier to look at your wrist than it would to pull something out of your pocket. Maybe if you're climbing a tower. I don't know.
Well, yeah. That could be it. God bless. I'd say, oh, yeah, I have a great example, and now I can't remember. Okay, here we go. Do you know what a stem player is?
I've heard of it, but I'm not familiar with what it is.
It's a music. Okay, I'm going to read you what Wikipedia says. Stem player.
What is that?
A product designed to isolate stem, specific elements like vocals, bass, samples, and drums. It can add effects and remix the song according to the owner.
Okay.
Now, this is an invention by Kanye.
Okay.
And it's called a stem player. And he's going to be releasing his albums on this device, and then you can remix it as you would like to. He isolates all the elements for you to remix it yourself, and it's $200.
Oh, okay.
So far, you can only do it with his, but yeah. Other people are looking to get in on this thing.
So that's something that is fun to play with, but it's also going to screw up a lot of, you know, it's going to flood. He's kind of stamping out all possible up-and-coming artists and under the guise of kind of trying to make it possible to get into that kind of stuff, I think. But it's just going to flood so much content nobody asked for. That's what it's for, is for flooding content, for flooding his content, which is brilliant, but it's going to just dilute the content pool so much that it's a horrible, awful idea. Despite being a cool thing, it's a horrible idea.
I think it's a horrible idea because it's going to make all these...
How many millions of remixes of Kanye do we need? He wants to be the only thing you find on YouTube ever.
Remixes of anything.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have a bunch of, like, you remember that video of him where he's sitting there and he's got the box sitting there with sound effects and he's sitting there and he's just hitting the buttons and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're going to have a generation. You worry about the influencer generation. The ones who are going to... I know that we have DJs and all that stuff now with the mask and all, but there's going to be this age of people that are going to be playing little squares as instruments, and they're going to sell out arenas, and they're going to be sitting there just tapping little buttons.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure, man, I dare to wager that a lot of these DJs, these EDM shows,
are taped.
Absolutely they are. They're not doing anything. They're just up there high out of their minds on stage wearing some stupid face mask or helmet.
Hitting buttons and stuff.
They're not doing anything. They just press play and just pretend.
Look, I hate to ruin it.
It's the same thing.
Same thing with wedding DJs, man.
Oh, yeah.
They have a set list.
Yeah, they do.
They have a playlist.
They do.
You can throw at a request in, sure, but you know how hard that is.
They know you want the Cupid Shuffle and the Macarena, and they know you're going to want to hear Amazed by Lone Star. Baby, I'm amazed by you. You want to hear that?
I'm going to listen to that on the way home now. It's a good song.
Good tune. Good tune. Sweet song. Sweet song.
Makes my heart warm. So does Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
Gives me real bad heart.
I can hit you with another one, man. Remember Google Glasses? Nobody wanted those damn things. Nobody wanted that. That flopped miserably, and I was so happy about it because, no, I don't want that.
I don't think it was. I think there's more to it. I think it was some kind of invasion of privacy.
Absolutely, because you got everybody walking around with a camera on their face, and nobody wants. You became a pariah wearing the damn thing because nobody wants to be on camera all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
On camera enough.
Okay, so I remember what it was. We took the break, and now I can remember what it was.
Okay.
You mentioned something, Oculus something.
Oh, the Oculus Rift, the VR, the headsets. Those are cool. I like those. I would be interested in that.
That gets us into that thing we were just talking about where you can pretend that you have on, like, the big buzzword right now, Meta.
Yeah.
Meta. What is Meta? What is blockchain? What is Meta? What is the metaverse?
Mm-hmm. That was smart of Facebook to take that word as their parent company name.
Oh, it's going to cost them $20 million, though, to get it.
Yeah, just for Meta PC.
What is it, Meta World Peace, Sue?
He spelled his with two T's.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, thought he was being clever. Screwed himself over. No. The Oculus Rift, as far as I want, like the VR gaming, I think is fine. But when you get into too much augmented reality, I don't like it. I don't like too much artificial intelligence. I don't want a self-driving car.
Like Ready Player One.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that, you know, like...
If it's a headset you put on and then take off, that's fine to be immersed like that, but I don't want to just walk into, like, the Star Trek holodeck.
Well, it's, you know, we've noticed, too, about, like, the younger generations, how they're living, and it's totally great. Like, they're living very minimal. They're not living in excess that we saw in previous generations, you know, 80s, going 90s, and now I guess we're seeing again. They're living very minimal. Again, I said on our morning show, the Rise guys, this morning, I feel like they're more wanting to learn trades and they're more artisan types, like they're wanting to live off the grid. Yeah, they want the internet and they want their coffees and all that shit, but they also want to, like, you know, not have to worry about the tech stuff, it seems.
Yeah,
Which is good.
Yeah, but in some ways, a lot of them seem to want to live simpler than what we're trending to now, which would be nice to slow down the... Because right now, our AI stuff is advancing way faster than is reasonably safe or responsible.
But I think that's where we're going to get is you're going to live very minimal, like in Ready Player One. It's on Netflix or HBO Max.
I think it's in like some Black Mirror style living too, like the one where they ride the bikes all the time and they all live in their own little box, like a cell kind
of. Or like even Squid Game. Like yeah. If you break all these shows down, can you see like it's that thing where you live
very
like.
Very dystopian.
Yeah, your house might look like crap.
It's just very minimal, but you're immersed in technology and minimalism at the same time.
Yeah, you live very, you know, minimal and blah blah blah, but then you're wearing, you know, $2,000 Nikes and you're putting on this facade. It's kind of like a facade and you don't really know why you're doing it. Does it make you feel good or are you just wanting people to like check your flex?
Yeah.
Maybe it's both. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why, you know, the experiences are a big thing now instead of material gifts, right? Well, why do you want the experience, really? You don't get a lot of likes on Instagram over this. Or a lot of people. I'm not saying everybody. A lot of people just want to go enjoy it, but a lot of other people have other motives for it.
Very much
so. I mean, half of the people on the internet want to be an influencer right now.
Well, it's like there's a place even here in town, and I saw it up in the mountains. There's like places you pay $20 to go in and take pictures in their cool rooms.
Dumb.
Where they have like, oh, this is the wall of...
Yeah. They're called selfie studios.
The wall of jelly beans.
Yeah.
Yeah. My girl gave me a freaking hack on that. You know what you do? You go to Jelly Belly. You stand there in front of them and take a picture.
Yeah,
there's your wall of jelly beans.
Absolutely. There's a bunch of... Yeah, man.
You ain't got to pay
cool
to do
stuff.
That.
You can go outside and take pictures somewhere.
But even then, you do the like... I found out this. I'm not going to mention the person's name. We did a Zoom call, you and I, several months ago now.
Haven't had any of those in a while. Thank God.
One of the people that we work with, the background that looks like their background of their home wasn't even real.
Yeah.
It's a stock picture.
Some of them look really like, when you have like the, you know, just this weird graphic background you can tell, but some of them look really real.
I was thinking, God bless. First off, I didn't know he could read. Secondly, look at all them books.
All them books, man, yeah.
It was a stock photo.
Yeah, it was.
Like, what is real anymore? But the thought that I have is we're going to be so like, you know what? Screw what's going on in the real world, politics, the lessening of our rights, this, that, the other. As long as we can immerse ourselves into our homes and shut down and put on those goggles and experience whatever fantasy we want, we'll be okay with it.
Yeah, which again is a very science fiction dystopian future that we don't need to have for ourselves. But that's where we're going.
Yeah, because we get into that thing of, well, it's just the way it is. We can't fight it. We just got to deal with it. And slowly, one by one, you get creeping into that world, whether it be opioids to get you off track or alcohol or anything. I sound like a preacher now, but
smoking a lot of weed wags, yeah.
Well, whatever it is, everybody's got their way of relaxing. But if
weed wagging are my two favorite hobbies as a teenager.
You got to remember that for when your little commercial came in. That was funny as hell.
Thank you.
Was that? Did you previously think of that?
I don't remember, that's man. Excellent. Maybe not.
That's very great.
Thank you.
Very great. You like that?
Yeah.
What else is there? Was something else too that I was like, I don't even know what to. Oh, it's any time. I know you experience this, Nine, when you're doing celebrity birthdays on our other show.
Yeah,
I'll see some of these names. They'll say, "Oh, look, it's so and so, and he's wearing a dress at the Met."
Yeah,
I don't know who it is. And I used to. This is a little behind the scenes thing in radio. When I first got into it, I was like, I'm on the radio. I have to know a little bit about this stuff. I'd watch all those reality shows. I'd watch Idol. Mm-hmm. I'd watch Big Brother. I'd watch all this stuff because I thought, I'm on the radio. I have to know it. But what the better part was is the truth of life is if you're having a conversation with someone and they say, oh, I was watching Squid Game last night.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I haven't. What is that about? And so same thing with radio. I feel like if I don't know something... And a listener, that brings you listening into the conversation. You can tell us what it's about. We ain't got to know everything.
And then you also lose a lot of audience talking about stuff like that. Even when American Idol was the most popular show at its peak of popularity, about 25 million Americans watched it out of 300 million plus in the country. So how much? What's that a percentage-wise out of your audience here? Very tiny. So you lose most of your audience by talking about that. Popular it is, it's still not that popular.
Same thing with Sopranos. Every Monday we do a Sopranos recap. And think about how little, even though it's a huge show.
Yeah, I mean, millions of people a week, but like not that many,
hearing people talk about a show you don't give a crap about.
Yeah, I mean, back then a lot of people would get those, like the entire series on the DVD back in those days, you know, or the entire season when it would come out later and watch it that way if they wanted to.
Like, that's what, and I want to please
maybe
the audience.
Months after we talk about it.
I want to people to enjoy what they're listening to, but like anytime we ever start talking about wrestling on our morning show, the text will flood in.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up about wrestling. Wrestling sucks, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and then not that many people watch it every week.
And we have to cut. We're like, all right, we get it.
More popular in this market than it is in a lot of other markets, but it's not that popular in any one market.
No.
And it's a global thing.
Yeah.
It's a global industry that sustains because of global support and global fans. I think it was great when we realized that the best thing we can do is talk about stuff that everybody can identify with. Because if you talk about having kids, the vast majority of people have kids. If you talk about stuff that goes on at home, like remember that Fat Boy always jokes about it, our producer. He's always saying about the time I said something about my microwave not working, and the text line, the hundreds of texts came in to talk about this.
Oh yeah,
because everybody has those kinds of problems. Everybody can identify with that. Everybody's been there. Everybody knows something about that.
Yeah.
You talk about pets. A majority of people have pets, so you get the majority of your audience with that.
Yeah, that's true.
And those are those real life things are the ones that still connect with people the most, because they're what connect us to each other.
That was well said.
Thank you.
You are on some quotes today.
Oh, drugs.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's what you're calling them this week. and I, you know, something was said on the show yesterday or day one on the Rise Guys that I laughed at it, and then I said, you know what? I have to admit, I just laughed at that. I don't know what that's about. Mm-hmm. I'm doing that more because I despise when someone laughs at something and I know that they don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And not that tell. Not like, hey, man, cool people only, but like, just be authentic. I've tried to do that more and more with like everything. Mm-hmm. And you should, but yeah, I don't have to be in the know about all the stuff.
Yeah, that's why I say maybe so much. It's the most real answer I can give most of the time.
Maybe. But with the celebrities, though, there's so many now that, you know, whether it be their YouTubers or their gamers or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to know who they are. It's cool that they're famous at 17 or whatever.
Yeah, it is.
But I don't have to know who they are, what they do.
No.
Or any of that crap.
No, I don't have to know.
PewDiePie?
And that's something I noticed, too, because we do the celebrity birthdays every day, and I put those together, and I start looking through, and these people are not mainstream celebrities anymore. These younger people can be famous and have millions of fans, but they're not mainstream celebrities. When we do that segment, we do mainstream celebrity birthdays.
Yeah.
And there aren't many. As far as like young people who are mainstream celebrities, I mean, the one that comes to mind first is Timothy Chalamet, because he's in Dune and a bunch of other stuff. That guy's becoming a mainstream celebrity at a young age, youngish. But yeah, when we do celebrity birthdays, most of these people start in their 30s and 40s, usually upper 40s. Sometimes like the day the youngest one we did was like 47 years old. Mm. Because these people coming up now are not becoming mainstream celebrities like that. Even the athletes, they're not. Everybody's in a niche now. Culture's very niched.
Like, do you think Warhol's 15 minutes of fame prognostication is kind of social media in a sense?
I don't think so, because maybe the early days of, but I think it's gone past what he imagined. I don't think he ever imagined what we have now. Because it isn't that you get 15 minutes of fame, it's that you have your own niche of fame, or you can have eternal fame in this niche, or at least lifelong fame in this niche that is yours. And think about that kid who opens presents on YouTube. The vast majority of people in this country have no idea who he is or that he exists, but he makes like $8 million a year doing it.
Yeah.
And he opens toys, unboxing stuff. So he's he's very famous, but the majority of people have no idea he exists.
I think they tape like thousands of those videos because he doesn't age.
He doesn't. They had just every toy that came out in 2013 or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, and he gets free toys and he opens. Like, what a killer job. I would do that at this age now.
But he's probably going to be burnt from it when he grows up. I mean, he'll be rich as hell, but what's he going to, you know, that's a slippery slope, too, to have that too much too soon kind of thing.
Yeah, God.
And a lot of danger with that as far as later on in life goes. I got one more we can hit before we wrap up.
I'm trying to think of another one. If it had come to me, it's fine. Go for it.
Yeah, I said it earlier in brief. I want to know what you think. I don't know how I feel about a self-driving car. I like driving my car. I like being in control of the thing when it's on the interstate stuff, you know? I don't want to just get in and it goes.
I will tell you.
I can drive it.
And when I say someone asked me this the other day, I don't remember who it was. But somebody, I think it was Big Brown. I was talking about, I invested in this company called Waymo and ended up selling it way too early, and Google ended up buying it. But they were kind of investing in self-driving cars. And I would treat it like this. Same way I would the vaccine. I'm going to wait for it to be out there a little while, and I'm going to see how people react to it and how the roads react to it before I go get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Man. So I'm going to let it set for a little while before I decide I want to go get into one.
But ultimately, I'd rather just drive my own car, I think. I enjoy driving the car.
Yeah, there again, I get it. I Uber. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting into I'm not driving, and how do I know that's not AI in the car? In my mind, it's a human being.
Could be Iverson in there.
But it's the same thing. Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
I'd pop
take me
that.
To Georgetown, AI.
Let's go.
Think about the generation that was right there when the automobile started.
Yeah.
That'd
be a scary thing.
And they did it with no windshields and seat belts or anything.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, again, it had to be kind of a scary thing, but at least, you know, you can see how you can be in control of it.
Yeah.
You know, your self-driving car gets hacked or something.
That's, everything can.
I know.
And that's where, like, the NFT stuff and any of that stuff. Hell, money in general, they're all numbers.
Yeah, they are.
They come in, wipe you out, prove it. You're paperless.
Just imaginary numbers.
You got nothing.
Yeah.
Your screenshots. Oh, really? Check your phone again. We just melted it.
Yeah. Screenshots are gone off your phone, too. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but then the finding out now about the recently deleted stuff. Oh, mm-hmm. My God.
Oh, yeah. Everything lingers.
Yeah, everything does.
Yeah.
The Cranberries tried to tell us. No one listened.
No, no, no. They said, do you have to let it linger? They
talking
didn't want
about
it
the
linger.
Recently deleted photos. Man, I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Well, I'm both of
us. My stomach is a growling.
I'm tongry.
Yep.
And he's not.
I'm hired.
And that's been After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you.
Thank you.
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Wherever you get your favorite podcasts, pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.